Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt, your GM, and to my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triot, the one, the only Flame Dancer.
Nath, played by William Walters.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown. Hey everybody, come to Farmageddon.
Curtis playing Ronan. Can I get a ride from anyone?
And Meta, played by Pete. Haha.
Even well, after the break, he still nails it.
See, Pete, you screw up like six or seven times near the beginning, and now here it is a year and a half later, and you're still getting shit over it.
Yeah. I worked with a different gal I normally don't work with a week or two ago because of vacations, and we got to talking about things we do on our days off. She has now listened to 5 episodes of Shield Bash.
Oh.
Sweet. We have a new visitor.
One of us.
What's her name?
Her name is Chrissy.
Is she
hi,
hot?
Chrissy.
Shout out to Chrissy.
Wow, Britt.
Your work life will never be the same.
I can't guarantee she'll make it this far before she gives up.
Fuck you, Chrissy.
That's just rude.
Well, if she doesn't make it here, then...
Okay.
If you do make it here, I'm sorry, Chrissy.
He was just joshing you.
No, he's not.
She does...
He was just Jasoning you.
Play Catan. Every Friday night with a group of buddies is a tournament.
Cool.
I tried that once.
In the Settlers of Catan?
Yes. It made me highly irregular. Swore I'd never do it again.
Yo, Mick, did it make you mentally irregular?
That was one of those joke grenades. Just... Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to eat the pieces.
Right.
Or insert them rectally.
So anyway,
wait, you said
Catan suppository.
Man, it's good to be back.
I know, I'm so happy.
We have the Catan dice game as well.
There's a dice game?
Yeah, it's basically, you know, designed so you could play without it needing anywhere near as much space or time.
Uh-huh.
And that I could see, you know, if you did it the right way, you could do it as a suppository where you just kind of pop them out fast enough that they roll. And
yikes.
We call that black dog in it.
Black dog in it, yep. That's what I was exactly thinking. Totally. Missed that dog. He was a good boy.
Take this. We'll find out what you rolled tomorrow.
So what else is going on? It's been a little while, guys.
I am so excited to be back live, so to speak, here in the Shield Bash studio.
Yes, the professional
studio. With all my friends.
Ooh, that does remind me. Are we within Pritzker's compliance right now?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The table's 7 foot across, so...
Okay. Anyway, so what else is going on? Neil, what you been up to? Oh, wait, I know where you live.
What?
I know what you've been up to. Never mind.
Creepy.
You probably shouldn't put that on the show. Might come back X-rated.
Well, it's not like we were going for a G rating here.
So, I'm going to throw a thing out there.
Do it.
Listening to Nath's character episode, I discovered that Nath, I believe, is the oldest person character-wise at the table.
Oh yeah,
I thought the same thing when I heard that. I was like, "Wow, he's 28. We're gonna start calling him Pops."
Yep. Wait a minute, how old's Artie?
I'm 20.
Oh wow, okay.
I'm just a young whippersnapper.
You just give off that air of experience.
Well, it's not the age; it's the mileage. Okay.
It was the thing, like true in enough. Episode 40, Pete calls Nath Monklet, or somebody does anyway, and you know we made a comment that it was about his age because he comes off. At least to me, and I think to other people, as really young.
Mm.
Like, I presumed he was like 18.
It's that boyish innocence.
Nath is very young at heart.
Young at heart.
Yeah. He has that boyish nativity and innocence. He's just Nath.
It's all the snake milk. It's, you know, keeps him young.
I heard it's good for your complexion. I don't know.
Good for your hair.
It's got lots of protein.
Damn.
What? I mean, ladies used to take milk baths all the time because it's good for their skin. So, I mean, if he wants to rub it all over his face, it's up to him. Who are you to judge?
Not me. Oh, wait, I am GM.
It might help with the sunburn just a little.
So you hold the gavel over there, so judge away.
Who else has anything?
The wife's still pregnant.
Oh, good.
Well, that's nice to know. I mean, it would be bad if she wasn't.
Well,
especially this early.
I'm more worried about Pete at this point in the juncture.
Yeah, she's been working to death, bro.
And she only threatens to kill me about once every couple days. So
it's actually gone down.
It has.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, she needs me right now because the heavy stuff and putting stuff together. Once that's done, then all bets are off.
Hey, Pete, it's never done. But I bet you you've gotten more done these last couple months than you have since you lived there.
Yeah.
I got a chicken named after me.
Oh, wow. What?
Yep.
Is it one of Pete's?
Yep.
Nah.
What do they do, call him a tall fucker?
No, because I helped him build the chicken coop.
Right. Nice.
That was the repayment I demanded, was to have a chicken named after me.
So they call him Waldo?
Nope. It is a Rhode Island Red. It is the tallest of the little chicks, and it's named Jason because it's taller.
Big fucker.
And then that way, too, when you tell stories about it, it confuses people.
Oh, I love that part.
Oh, that's the best.
I was over at my parents the other day, and I was talking about Jason hitting his head on the top of the enclosure, and they're just looking at me. It took like 5 minutes before I finally dropped a her in the conversation, like, oh, the chicken.
who was that we really screwed over at the game table here?
Russ.
It was Russ. It was Russ.
Okay. And Drew named his character Russ.
GM calls on Russ. What? No, the other Russ.
Oh, best of both of them at the same time. Yeah?
Good times.
After that happened at one of my other games, I had a character named Jason. And I tried to tell the dude, I'm like, Tim, this is a bad idea. Like, we've been through this. It will not work. And he goes, no, it'll be fine. I'll figure it out.
Timothy Swain?
No.
No, okay. No.
Tim Hancock.
Okay. Well, but, shout out to both of them, damn it.
Yeah. I think we got halfway through a session before he changed it. Because it just, it's funny, but it's not functional.
No. So we're ready for a recap, I guess, at this point. That's what we usually do, right? Or you want to BS some more?
I just want to give a shout out to Farmageddon coming up on the 17th through the 19th of July. Yes, believe it or not, this will be an in-person sit down across the table from your gaming friends or new friends you haven't made yet. And you will get to play Pathfinder 1, Pathfinder 2, Starfinder, and Dungeons & Dragons Adventure League.
Did they cancel?
If you want to come and bring Dungeons & Dragons Adventure League, I'm sure somebody will play with you at Farmageddon, because it is a kick-ass time. We support the Boy Scout troop in Farmer City, Illinois. And come out, sit down, actually play with people, get off the freaking internet for a change, and wear your mask.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Also, they have drink specials for us.
Yes. If you GM. Yes.
Right.
But, we got a full bar and a full kitchen.
Thank you. Yes, there you go. And the food is delicious.
You know, I heard of this convention. I've met some of those guys. They're pretty cool.
If you're listening to this episode the week it comes out, it is literally next weekend. So,
I was just wondering, is this going to be scheduled to come out before it or after it? Or
I hope so, since I made that great plug.
And it was wonderful. It was beautiful. Who else has anything?
And at least 85% accurate.
Well, yeah, at least 85%. And I know that Pete is GMing a couple of games. I'll be GMing a couple games. Jason's GMing like everything.
Usually does, yeah.
Neil runs the kitchen.
Yes.
Kurt's going to be GMing and kitchen.
Yes.
Britt's going to be there.
I think I'm slated for a two-parter.
Are you GMing too?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
You should probably figure that out.
Yeah, got plenty of time. You know how Paizo does.
He sits down at the table. Oh, shit. I'm the GM for this one.
That has been known to happen. I'm not going to lie. Happens.
Everybody take a bathroom break.
Yeah, give me five.
All right, I'm prepped for Pathfinder. This is Starfinder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen with him.
Oops. No. Oops, yeah, that definitely would not happen.
So, Will, are you coming to Farmageddon? Are you going to GM anything? Tell us. We're waiting to find out.
I am not GMing anything, but I will be there for the entire weekend.
Live. Awesome.
Well, I'll be there for the entire weekend. Preface that with playing Bonekeep, so maybe not the whole weekend.
If you die?
If I die.
Well, so. Okay, yeah. I thought that's what you meant.
I've played part one. It's a lot of fun. I can't wait for Jason to run the rest of it.
I'm running it all there at Farmageddon, and Will's sitting. I actually have the same six players for parts 1, 2, and 3.
Wow.
And when Brent told me that it happened because somebody dropped out, I just went, good. Good. They can all suffer together.
Yeah, that's kind of like what Pete and I are doing. Pete is running
a two-parter at the start on Friday, and I'm playing in that, and then I'm running the same two-parter on Sunday, and I have, I think, all six are coming back for the second half, and that's awesome when you get to play two-parters or three-parters with the same people, because then you start to kind of build up a rapport. You kind of know what they did before. You can play off of it and kind of riff off each other. It's a lot better experience for everybody. At least I think so.
I 100% agree. I think I got two people swapping out on my two-parter on Friday, but and then the only first edition I'm running is Sunday. I'm running parts three and four of something else.
The Everwar, I believe.
That sounds right.
And then I'm running second edition the rest of the weekend.
I've got a married couple named the McCabes that are at all of my tables. Will's at most of them. Yep. Verte is at most of them.
Have you met the McCabes before?
Yeah, they actually...
So they're a fan of yours.
Apparently. I was telling Will, some friends of mine that were going to be going to Winter War canceled, and their seats got taken by these two, who I'd never met before, but I spent over half of Winter War either playing with them or GMing for them, and they signed up for everything I'm doing at Farmageddon, so apparently... They did not see through the bullshit.
Apparently not.
They need a second dose.
That or else they looked at the list, sign-in sheet, and said, Jason Leonard. That sounds familiar. I can't remember. Did we like that guy?
Are you sure that's all that's left, honey?
Yeah,
check again.
He's the short dude that we met in the hallway, right?
Yeah.
The short guy.
Surprise. All I can go is off my personal experience that for the short time it was an issue, there was one GM that I would just never... I was like, oh, that looks like a cool scenario. Nope.
Yeah, I know of which we speak.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Been there, done that. We all have, though.
I tell you, the thing, though, at least for me, one of the most flattering things that can happen as a GM, especially at cons... Is
a blowjob, yeah, we got it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that goes without saying, but the second most flattering thing that can happen as a GM at a con is that people want to pre-muster for your scenarios, like especially at Gen Con. When I go to sit down at Gen Con and I'm waiting to get my table and the HQ people come over and they hand you a stack of tickets and say, yeah, you're already pre-mustered. That makes you feel really good because obviously you're putting out a good product. You're giving a good experience for the players, and
they like you. They really like you.
That's it. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And gosh darn it, at least those six people like me or really want to play that game that I'm running.
So, Mark, are you going to take Britt aside and give him some lessons then?
Britt does very, very well. In fact, I just found out by listening to our character little spotlight things that we've been doing here lately.
We got to come up with a name for those eventually, I guess.
That Britt has not been GMing very long because, I mean, he really has been doing, I think, a bang-up job since he started the whole campaign.
Well, thank you.
And we'll just give a shout-out to Britt.
Thanks.
Woot, woot.
Speaking of which.
Now, thank you for joining us. This has been Shield Bash Discussion Hour.
We're just so darn excited to be back with everybody.
Join us next time for Shield Bash, the podcast about other podcasts. So,
this has been a Shield Bash production brought to you by Farmer Pete and his chickens.
Call Jason.
Jason the chicken.
Jason the chicken approves.
When Pete finally comes onto this show and says, Jason laid an egg, I'm going to die.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen because didn't they say Jason was a rooster?
No.
No, he said Rhode Island Red, though, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. Jason is a hen.
My mistake. My mind goes back to Looney Tunes, and the only Rhode Island Red I know is a rooster.
So who's doing this recap for our fans?
I nominate Jason.
I can do it.
Right on.
If you want.
Well, go for it. You're the GM. You do what you want.
So, we're playing Paizo's, the Serpent's Skull, and... currently, we're on Smuggler Shiv. We're in book one. We're trudging through it. By God. We'll get there eventually.
It's a deep, deep recap.
And that brings us to today, here and now, in the caves of the mother. And we're not doing the Samuel L. Jackson version, you know, because we do want some kind of rating. We had initiative taken, and that looks like it's been preserved. The second these critters saw you, they started to howl. that would make it Ronan's turn. Ronan, what would you like to do?
Ronan would like to advance 5 feet, and I'm going to cast Bless.
Rockin'.
Excellent.
Got the card out. Oh, and we did do knowledge checks last time, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. They are Lacedons and Festerogs.
Well, no, these are all less. Yeah, I just ran out of pawns, Mark. They're all Lacedons.
Yeah, these are all Lacedons.
Yep.
Oh, yep. Well, excellent.
Yeah. So you've moved up 5 feet, and that would make it a Jarwin's turn.
Jarwin is going to start the Inspire Courage, and then he is going to move up. He does have the Ever-Burning Torch in his offhand. That'll be Jarwin's turn.
And now he is under and to the left of Ronan.
Yes.
Okay, that would make it Tam's turn.
Tam takes a single move to the front of the group, and then standard action, total defense.
Good point. For the listeners, Tam is now adjacent to Ronan, who is on the ceiling. Behind Tam is Jarwin. Then there is Artemis. Back 5 feet, or 10 feet from Artemis is Nath in the other cavern. And then behind Nath is Meta. Just so the listeners know.
Okay, and real quick, what's that total defense give you again?
For me, +6 to my armor class.
Nice.
Insta-tank. But there are drawbacks, aren't there?
Yeah, cannot take attacks of opportunity.
Okay. And that is all for Tam, correct?
Correct.
That'll make it Artie's turn.
All right, I am going to take my bow, since I already had it in my hand and the arrow knocked, and I am going to shoot the baddie that is directly in front of me to the right. The first one there, inside the light, yep. And I rolled a 17.
17 will hit.
Awesome, and I got a total of 14 points of damage.
And Artie, I know you didn't mean to crit him, but yeah, I guess while he was howling, you got him right in the mouth and broke his freaking neck. Nope, the other one. Dunzo.
Yes. And I'm done.
Oh, okay. And that would make it Meta's turn. I wonder what Meta's going to do.
Meta is going to move up in front of Tam and cast Obscuring Mist.
Oh, go figure.
Nice.
And then she'll say, Jarwin, make it so we can see.
I bet you Jarwin loves it when Meta calls out his name.
Of course. She has huge tracts of land.
Right. Okay, so I get this straight. One of my baddies, well, technically two of my baddies, would have been within that mist, right?
That is correct.
Okay, but one of them's already down, so it really doesn't matter. And so that creates a crazy visual deal. They are not able to see you now, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And so it being my turn, I imagine the one in the mist is going to turn his head, look around, see if he can see his buddies. And he will go, huh. It's, since he's just 5 feet into this, I imagine with them being only 10 and 15 feet away, he's got at least an outline of them.
Is because they are not in the mist, yes, he can see them.
Right, because they're not, but he's just on the edge. I think he will stay where he is and prepare an action, and his buddies will go right to the edge of the mist. One of them kind of already is, and they will also prepare actions. Everybody give me perception checks. What you got?
17 for Artemis.
17, okay.
13 for Nath.
18.
27 for Meta.
Meta, yep.
28 for Ronan.
Dick.
Tam wastes a natural 20 to get a 26.
There it is. I see it.
I bet you I don't. You know why?
Fog.
Because I can't see more than 10 feet.
Yeah.
I might hear something.
Tell you what you hear, Tam. Way off in the distance, you hear something like this.
We hear a dice roll?
Sort of.
Wow.
I imagine probably like a stone being kicked or something, rolling down a stone hallway.
Yeah, anybody with 18 or over, that's what they hear.
Ha ha ha.
What'd you guys hear? What was it?
I heard your mother.
Don't worry about it. Tam will handle it. Ha ha. Very funny.
And that would make it Nath's turn.
Nath is going to make a single move up, making an acrobatics check to move his full speed. just in front of Meta.
Roll them bones.
He made it with a 42? 17.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to use his standard action to go total defense.
Okay. Again, it's got its big pluses and a couple little minuses, especially if you're a monk.
I don't have the plus six that Tam gets, but no. I get plus four.
All right. That would make it top of round two. And it would be Ronan's turn.
Okay. Ronan would like to delay until after Jarwin.
Right. I'm getting deja vu here. So we'll move Ronan in initiative order. And that would make it Jarwin's turn, correct?
Yes, it's Jarwin's turn. He will begin singing the Song of the Fiery Gaze. Whisper sweet nothings into Artemis's ear as he walks past.
Let's get down tonight.
And then he's going to move into the room to provide a light source.
That's a good call. Because even with the mist, it could still be dark and you still couldn't see, right?
Correct.
Nice.
So now Jarwin is up in front of Meta next to Nath.
Adjacent to Nath, yes. Okay. And then that would make it now Ronan's turn.
Ronan is going to move up 5 feet. Going to
be standing above Nath. I'm sorry, Ronan. Who's that guy?
I'm Jarwin.
That guy.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
All right. And then this one over here to the right, I think you called him number three.
Number three, yeah.
I'm going to take two shots at him.
Two shots at three. What you got?
The first shot is a 19.
That'll hit.
For 5 points of damage.
5 points.
The second shot is a 24.
Let me check. Yeah.
For 6 points of damage.
Six. Gotcha. That's a pretty good shooting there, Tex.
That concludes my turn.
And that would make it Tamitha's turn.
Tamara.
Tamitha.
And since Tam has moved from the front of the group to almost the back, she is going to probably trigger a prepared action as she moves forward.
Okay.
It seems like we're so well choreographed that we might have done this all before. Is it just me, or does anybody else feel that way?
Just a well-oiled machine.
Seems a little reminiscent of something, you know, deja vu.
Deja vu.
They must have changed something in the Matrix.
It's that damn cat. It keeps going by over and over.
Tam, you are correct when you approach and become adjacent to that particular Lisa Don. Was that number three or two?
It's number two there on the left.
That's number two.
It's two.
Okay. His prepared goes off. And he's going to do a bite first and then a claw.
No, he's not.
No, you get one.
Prepared is you just get one. He's doing a bite. Be a 14.
That's a miss. Ugh. Okay. So this is what Tam wants to do. And bear with me. Okay. Tell me if you think this is a thing that I could do.
Okay.
I would like to hit it with my sword.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Gonna have to make a check.
18 on the die.
That'll do. Give me the D.
3D.
3D. Oh.
Yeah, sneak attack.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
17 damage.
17?
Pop.
Red milk.
Number two is done, son.
Yes.
I got one.
All right. You're out of moves at this point, right, Tam?
No, I got a free action, and I will use that to pat myself on the back.
Good job. That would bring us to Artemis Quinfrig III.
All right, since I still have my bow out.
Oh, wait, he's Esquire, right?
Esquire, sorry. I'll tell you later how I got that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But yeah, since I already have my bow out and it is knocked, I am going to shoot number three that Ronan just shot.
Number three, you say. The one who's already hurting for certain.
And here we go again.
This aquatic ghoul hasn't got a chance.
Are you sure?
5%.
Let's see. That is a 13, and he's flat-footed.
Is that with your plus two?
Yes. I rolled a two. but I have a positive 11 because of the pluses in my to hit, and he is flat-footed.
Wait, I got to check, actually. That's pretty fucking close.
Flat-footed, just no dex.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Yes, and I did not quite do as well as I did last time. In the Matrix, but I got 2 on the arrow itself, and then I got 6 points for 8 points total damage. Oh, plus 1. So that would be 9 points total damage.
Do you have point blank shot?
I do not.
Okay.
Because I am a rogue and not an inquisitor. That primarily does things like arrows.
Just checking.
was on two?
Yes.
Yep.
Three,
because Ronan already shot it twice. All
right,
two got exploded. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now three just got exploded.
It's hard to look down and not see your microphone and see your clipboard. Sorry.
Wait a minute. We can get you some colored pawn bases.
No.
or numbered.
That'd be way too expensive for this podcast.
I can get them for free.
Got it.
But I bet you could, Will. I bet you could.
Do that. Like, legit free?
He's got a printer.
Well, that's not free. He has to pay for the printing supplies.
And that's why I told him to do it.
And the electricity, you know.
So, did it die?
He's gone.
Yay! I got another one, Tam!
He not only stops moving, he falls over and vomits.
Blech.
And it's disgusting.
Don't step in that.
Red milk.
That's
red milk.
Disgusting.
Difficult terrain.
Ronan, don't eat that. Get it out of your mouth.
That would bring us to Meta's turn.
I saw something moving in there.
So, Meta goes to cast a spell and see these two just kind of explode and goes, let's see. And then she will move forward.
Makes your choices a little bit easier, doesn't it? 5, 10, 15, 20.
She moves forward to just outside of sight of that creature. Mm-hmm. And she will ready to try to cure anyone who gets paralyzed by it.
Now, prepared actions do not include a move, correct?
Not typically.
They can, but not typically.
They can include up to a... they can either be a move, or they can include any...
I'm just talking 5 feet here. Yeah.
I'm trying to say that. I just fucked up my words because speaking is hard. They can either be a move or they can include a 5-foot step as long as taking that 5-foot step does not put you over your total speed from the movement from the turn that you prepared the action. So if you move 30 feet and your move is 30, you cannot 5-foot step on your prepared action. If you move 25 feet, then you can 5-foot step on your prepared action.
Okay.
So basically you moved him ahead to the edge, which was only 5 feet, so you should have 25
feet
left.
Yeah, but okay, I see what you're saying. I think, to be fair, though, we should check and see if he's able to notice that Meta is 10 feet away in the fog.
Well,
does that sound fair?
He's 10 feet away, yes. So it's total concealment, right?
Yes,
but he may still be able to, like,
hear him.
Hear her or something like that. You know,
I mean, she's totally stealthy. But
green hair.
Does it have scent? Does it have,
scent is a move action to activate and stuff.
Oh, well, then never mind then. So probably not.
I don't want to look at the damn...
You could probably
roll a perception check.
Yeah, roll a perception check. Give yourself some negatives. You'd be fine.
Negatives? I don't need negatives.
It's a negative 10 for perception checks in combat.
He does not notice you. So that would make it his turn. And he sits there waiting for some target because he hasn't noticed you yet. He can sense you all there. But so he's going to renew his prepared actions. So. That would make it Nath's turn.
Nath is going to step up, I believe, 15 feet there.
Uh-huh.
And as he does, he's...
Well, actually, it's going to be 20 if you're doing diagonals at all. 15, 20.
Sure, 20 feet.
Okay.
And then...
You're wanting to get right in front of Meta?
Yeah, right next to the creature.
Okay.
But still in the
mist.
And then he will deliver a kick.
Wah! Are you doing any fancy style or anything?
Crouch kick it.
Bubba Hill style.
Bubba Hill.
That's my purse. I don't know you.
Prepared action?
Yeah, I think that would go off at this point. He's correct. Going to attempt to bite Nath. And does a 20 hit? You were full defensive last round.
Yeah, but not this round.
But not this round.
Yes, 20 does hit now.
Oh,
percent miss chance.
Oh, come on, Jason.
Ah.
All right. Fair's fair. So I want above 20, right? All right. God damn it. Sloppy dice.
Damn it, Bobber.
I have an 84.
Ooh.
That'll hit.
Okay. So here's what happens. I roll this, and hopefully I get a 6, because that would be the best. Oh, look, a 6.
Uh-oh.
7 points, and I need a fort save.
A fort save?
Yerp. I wanted it to be any other kind of save, because I know you're probably pretty good at that.
I don't think it mattered what save it was. He rolled high.
Ah! All right, what do you got?
Sorry, I'm still getting used to the new interface here.
Yeah. I got your interface over here, mister.
It's a 17.
17 will pass. Damn it. All right. Someday I'll do something interesting. Wait, I got Tam a while back. We were talking about that off air. That'll be fun.
You said 7 points, right?
7, please.
Yeah, Tam's got filth fever.
Filth or ghoul?
Filth.
Filth.
I got it from the Festerogs.
Festerogs, that's right. That's right.
The festering Festerogs.
See what happens when you don't play in a month or so?
Or two.
Or three.
See what happens when you take notes?
Right? Nobody's got time for that. All right.
Anyway, finishing
now what
that,
do you want to do?
Finishing that attack in Snake Stance.
What's that do for you? I forget.
It gets some milk.
Yep.
It allows me to do piercing damage instead of bludgeoning.
Pierce.
And
all right.
Also, it allows me to use sense motive checks against people's attacks against me.
Okay. Yeah,
once a round.
Say 11 to hit.
11. No. Not this time.
Miss. And that'll be it for Nath.
Okay. That would bring us to the top of the next round. I'm thinking it's 3?
Yes, round 3.
Round 3 with Jarwin.
Round 3, fight!
What are you doing the whole dubbing thing? They can't hear the dubbing thing.
I know, it's too bad. We need video.
We got...
Someday.
Jarwin's going to continue his Song of the Fiery Gaze performance so that everybody can continue seeing, and then he's going to walk up 15 feet to continue providing light, and that will be his turn.
Okay, well, so do it already.
And we've got the Inspire Courage on lingering.
Linger.
Yes.
Linger.
Got to let it linger.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that. We don't harmonize well.
Oh, sorry. Well, we're rusty, man. It's been 2 months.
I know.
You guys haven't been singing along with the song like every day to keep in practice?
No.
I thought everybody was doing that.
No. Maybe you guys did, but I was an essential.
I was
Mark
essential, too.
Was an essential. Jason was an essential.
Pete's an essential.
Pete is definitely an essential.
I just think we're all essential here. and I love each one of you separately, but equally as
no,
much.
No. I am not essential, and I have no desire to be.
You're essential to me, Curtis.
How do I know that? All right, so, Jarwin, did you have anything else?
No, that was his turn.
Sorry. Ronin.
Get it.
Show him how
Excuse
it's
me?
Done with this whole snipe business.
I'm going to step up 5 feet.
Now would be a great time to have precise shot. Just saying.
What's precise shot?
For one out of 3 rounds. All right, I'm going to take 2 shots at it.
I imagine Ronin will get precise shot eventually so he can get improved precise shot because that feat is awesome.
Probably like level 18 or 19 he'll get precise shot.
Yeah, somewhere around there. All right,
he's going to survive that long?
Probably not. That's
17.
The point.
Does a 17
that
hit that thing?
Will do.
The reason why I have so many backup character ideas is because I don't expect any of us to survive that long.
Sorry, what was that, Kurt?
6 points of damage.
6 from Ronin.
Is he still standing?
So far.
My second shot. And that is 26.
Nice. Yeah, let me check. Yeah.
For another 6 points of damage.
6 more?
Yes.
So 12 altogether? Still standing.
That's okay. Someone else will steal my kill.
That would make it Tam's turn.
Kill it, Tam. Kill it.
She's going to tie it up. Watch. Here she goes.
Tam will 5-foot step up next to Nath and the creature. And here's hoping for some stabbity death.
Will Tam fumble?
No, Tam rolled a 15.
Darn.
That'll do.
16, 17 damage.
Yeah, now well, it's done.
For those of you keeping track at home,
you've not only...
That would be 2 kills for Artemis and 2 kills for Tam. We're all tied up here going into the extra rounds.
Yeah.
Extra innings.
Got a real sluggers duel going on here this afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Not much of a pitchy game.
Yeah, which one of you is the elf? Which one of you?
No, we discussed the Artemis is the elf simply because Tam's ugly and short.
And I'm taller.
Right. Gotcha.
But Artemis doesn't think Tam is ugly.
Just on the inside, right?
No, she's actually has a pretty nice heart hidden inside that hot exterior.
How do you know about that?
Because we've talked.
Oh.
I told him about when I stole it from somebody else.
Exactly. That's what I figured it was going to be.
Exactly.
It still beats as long as I do this.
magical surgery, you. I'm not saying Tam's a Time Lord. I'm just saying that Tam's a Time Lord.
Right.
So, we killed them. Wouldn't you be? We killed them all again.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, well, that would be... we're going to have to explain the again at some point.
Nah.
That bring us to
Tam's a Time Lord.
That's it. That brings us to Artie's turn.
All right. Well, since I still have my bow drawn, I'm going to go ahead and advance into the cave.
You know what? I feel like if we had done this before, you know, it would have ended a turn before. Am I wrong?
No, it was still round three.
Yeah, still three.
Still round three.
No.
There's one additional attack this time.
I think it was Tam's turn when everything was dead already.
Correct.
It was because Nath didn't live.
Never mind.
Right.
So what are you going to do, Artie?
I'm moving forward 30 feet, and I'm going to look forward there into the gloom to see what I can see.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now. So you you move up, and you are closer to the light source, and the light source is actually right next to you. And so this whole cavern is now pretty well lit for you. And as you look to the west, you can follow the walls on the south side there, and you can see it looks like it probably curves around. On the north side of it, you can see the wall continue off into the distance, but in between those two spots, it appears black. And so you probably assume it's a bit of a drop-off somewhere up there, or maybe a real steep decline. And that is what you see, other than the small, shallow, 5-foot pool right in front of Nath.
All right, so that was my first move action.
Yes.
I don't see anything to shoot, so I will go ahead and continue to move around the group to the north.
Okay, to the north. 15, 20, right? Did I count that right?
That is correct, and okay. I will stop there because I don't want to get too far away from the light source.
Okay, and give me a perception.
All right. It would have been really good, but it's not so good now. So I got a 13.
That's pretty close. Meta
doesn't see anything creature-wise, threat-wise at the moment, does she?
Meta does have dark vision, am I correct?
She does.
And you are looking to the non-clouded area, right?
Yeah, towards the watery drawing.
Furthermore, we do have the lingering performance going, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yep.
And you're looking to the west.
Yes.
The same direction Artie was?
Yes.
No, don't see anything.
All right. Then she'll turn to Tam and, there's something, you seem sick. Let me take a look at that.
Oh, God, we needed a picture of that.
Wow.
And so Meta will pull out her healer's kit and try to treat the disease on Tam.
Suck out the poison.
And success. So, +4 to Tam's save tomorrow.
Well, it would be...
+4?
In the morning, right?
Tomorrow for filth fever. You got it notated, right?
And okay. That would be all for Meta.
Okay. That would make it my turn. Here's what happens.
Dun, dun, dun.
A fireball explodes. We all die.
God, I hope not. Well, I really don't care because I have evasion.
Yeah, you could roll. That's the thing you save right before you fumble the save.
Right. And die anyways.
Right, well, that's all right. I'll just drop into that little pool of water that I'm sure goes straight down.
Yeah.
Quit pointing at me, damn it. It's kind of hard to tell because of the way this cavern's formated. Is that a word?
Sure.
I like it.
I'll allow it. But you think maybe from around the corner to the north, in east, there's a sort of a hallway that goes back a ways. You hear
well, I know we did good, but wow, applause.
I'm impressed. Your persistence is admirable.
Did that voice say it was an empress?
I think he said it was an admiral.
I think it said some sort of commodore or something.
No, it was definitely admiral. That's
admiral.
Not as high as a commodore, because a commodore actually commands at least 3 ships.
Oh,
only if it's a Commodore 64.
So it's an admiral.
Then that would be a huge fleet. He'd be a fleet admiral.
Admiral Princess, then.
Oh, well, maybe.
Tim just goes, sometimes, you know, stupidity just doesn't know when to stop. We just roll forward.
Well, I may have misunderheard what it was, but it sounded like Admiral to be.
Misunderheard?
Yeah, misunderheard.
Yeah, you know, when you hear something, but you're not sure what you heard, so you just interpret it yourself. You misunderheard, because then they correct you. Can you tell us that again, whoever the creepy voice was?
It all comes out better after he's had a few beers, I believe.
God, what I do for a beer right now. In fact, you know, that fermented snake milk actually sounded pretty good.
Would you kill a guy?
Wow. Well, I have.
But, I mean, for a beer. Right now.
I would kill one of those things we just killed, definitely for
but
a beer.
But you already did that.
Well, can I get a beer then?
That's the person clapping at us.
What? You got any beer, Admiral?
Yeah, aren't princesses supposed to be polite and cordial and offer us drinks and food when we show up places?
And well endowed with resources.
It is a polite thing to do.
From around the corner, you see a figure that appears pretty gaunt, green-skinned, female, long ears, pointed tongue, rotten flesh. She wears a tattered bunch of rags and a small snake's skull on a thong of hair around her neck.
Nath's girlfriend! We found her!
Is that what happens that when you leave coming. A bun in the oven too long?
No, it's what happens when you leave the princess in the tower too long.
I don't think that's an admiral.
No. Could be a princess.
I gotta be honest, it kind of sounded like an admiral. I'm really not picking up any feminine tones off of that voice.
As I said, I'm impressed.
Do you smoke? You should really knock that off. It's not good for your health.
Oh, she said she was an empress. That makes more sense.
As your reward, I will offer you this. You can all become members of my family. You can become children in everlasting life.
Can I get a knowledge religion check on
this? No, thank you.
On this?
On her, yeah.
My mom would be really unhappy with me if I let you adopt me since she's still alive.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
So, we really struggled on this, so is it...
Wait, are you in or out of character?
In character.
Oh, well.
Is it pronounced Nila Tanati, or is it pronounced Nila Tanati? Like, how is it pronounced? Because, quite frankly, it's been several decades, and Chalaxian language has changed a bit.
Pretty sure it's Empress.
You are correct. The old Chillax is pronounced a bit differently, but it is, in fact, Nilethati.
Nilethati. Okay, everybody got Nilethati, so let's kill this thought and move on with our lives.
Very well. Empress Nilethati it is.
Oh, Empress, can you see through this fog?
But here... Here, they just call me Mother.
Yes, Mother Thrunfang. Yes. Oh, wait, no, sorry. Yes, that's very ooh.
Have you met Nath? Just kind of push Nath forward. This is Nath.
Have you met Ted?
Nath is struggling to not be pushed forward.
You're a hell of a wingman there, bro. Yeah. Running, knowledge religion, but, and I'll tell you why, it's the snake's skull, thong hair around her neck that you're checking.
What other knowledge checks can I do?
That's it for now.
Oh.
I'll wake you up later.
Okay.
Okay.
24.
24. With a 24, you know, for certain...
This episode of Shield Bash brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Home of Jason, the world's largest chicken.
Hen. World's largest big red hen.
Right, it's still a chicken.
Yeah.
I'm just checking pronunciation. You'll have to hang with me for just a second.
How do you spell that?
Yeah, pronunciation? Yeah, no.
P-E-T-E apostrophe S-C-H.
We are getting rather good at plugging things, so if anybody wants to sponsor us, let us know.
Oh, that's what you meant.
We will certainly.
Wow.
Welcome.
Should I whisper it next time?
Sponsors?
Nath is plugging things.
Ronan, you know, because you're all like Inquisitor, man.
Worst superhero ever.
Right. Dun, dun, dun. All I do is ask questions.
And nobody ever expects it.
That's right.
Nobody expects Inquisitor Man.
That
slap me silly and call me Susan.
Oh, what's a handy?
That this abomination, or whatever you want to call it, is most likely a priestess of Nilethati.
Okay, I'll share that. Do I get any other questions?
What'd you roll?
Well, she's a priestess of Nilethati. Is she a ghoul? Is she undead?
She appears to be undead, yeah.
Oh, she's undead. Okay. Is she a ghoul? Is she a ghast? Is she...
You know, God damn it! Last night when I was preparing this, I knew somebody was going to ask me. And, yeah, I looked it up. She's just a badass Lacedon.
Okay, so she is a Lacedon.
Yep.
And she's a Lacedon cleric.
Yep.
Okay. Do I get any other questions?
Again, 20 what?
24. How does that work? You take the level?
Take the rarity.
10. Oh, okay, so it's the CR plus 10 for common monsters, 15 for uncommon, 20 for very rare. So, like, if you were asking things about Lacedons,
that's one thing.
You've already checked against Lacedons.
Right.
Okay.
Knowing about her specifically, I mean, it's probably her CR plus 20 because she's an incredibly unique creature.
I give you one. Because I'm a benevolent GM.
Belligerent.
Yeah, that too.
Being fair, like you said, she's already a Lacedon.
Yep. You kind of know their capabilities at this point.
Yeah. What's her weakest save?
Okay. Uno momento, por favor.
Reflex, I'm calling it right now.
Statistically, probably. Undead cleric.
Reflex, yeah.
So, GM.
Hey, that's me, I think.
Does that take it to Meta's turn?
I don't remember.
Batty's turn right now.
Oh, yeah. I finally got all my vocals out, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, so I gave you a choice. And, did I go, what do you say? That makes it Nath's turn.
Team huddle?
Dad, oh, yeah.
Nath, go ask her out. Now's your chance.
Nath, what do you want to do?
Yeah, well, he's thinking, Britt, how would you handle if we all just said yes?
That would be interesting.
I suspect this gal might be part of why the AP is named the way it is.
Probably.
Could Smuggler be. Serpent Skull?
Smuggler Shiv, good job.
Smuggler Shiv is the book.
Well, that's what you're going to do to her, is it's also Shiv her smuggle.
Yeah, her smuggle hole. Her prison pouch.
Oops.
Nath is going to full-heartedly reject the concept of becoming one of these awful things.
Uh-huh.
And step in front of and between Artie and this creature.
Of course you would. Because?
Because Artie has a bow and he's trying to protect the bow user.
Yeah, that's why.
Keep in mind, the smoke is still there for 37 rounds.
Wait, yeah. Let's see how he gets there.
That's awesome.
Okay, go ahead, Nath. Can't get them tootsies wet, can you? Oh.
You got it.
Wait a minute. Did you go around the pool?
No, he just went right through Artie's square.
Artie, you got an attack of opportunity if you want.
He bumped me and I fired the bow by accident.
Oh! Yeah, Nath like pushes Artie aside as he's moving through. He's going to go ahead and reject this by providing a fist.
Okay. As one does.
The fist of refusal.
In Crane style, fighting defensively.
Is it a stunning fist?
It is going to be a stunning fist.
I wouldn't do that.
It's undead, so it can't be stunned.
Oh, that's a good point.
Which, yeah, we did establish earlier. It would be useless.
It's only been 2 months, so.
Right.
That's why you take
notes.
You've
slept a couple times.
Hey, Inspire Courage and Bless are still going, right?
Yes.
How long do those linger?
Forever.
Of course, because you built the fucking character.
5 rounds for me. Bless is 1 minute. So it depends on how long you want that conversation to be.
Bless is 1 minute per level.
Okay.
Does a 22 hit?
Let me check. Right now, I think maybe...
He said right now.
22? Yeah, that's going to hit. Yes. So punch, kick. What are you doing?
Punch.
Okay.
That's going to be 5 points of damage.
5 points!
And that's the end of Nath's turn.
I picture a belly slam with a fist. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Just right. Started off.
Yeah. Gotta
go for the easy shot.
Okay. Make it Jarwin's turn.
Okay, before we do that, how long did you say when the conversation was going to last?
I didn't.
That's why I'm asking again, because it's going to matter.
Just
for
one
both.
Round.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Then both of my songs are still going.
So we can call it like round four, honestly.
And that means that Screamus has 36 rounds left.
Oh, thank God.
Shit.
I was worried about that. Thanks, Meta.
Jarwin is going to walk up.
Yes.
And...
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, that's fine right there.
Doo-doo.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
And he is going to stop singing the Fiery Gaze song so that he can restart Inspire Courage.
Does the Fiery Gaze linger?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so confused with your fucking...
This one's on, this one's off, this one's on, this one stays on, this one...
I don't...
Hey, you're the one that agreed to it.
I know. Reluctantly. Ronan, what do you want to do?
Ronan is going to cast a spell called Divine Favor, and then I will move up 3 spaces.
If I recall correctly, Divine Favor gives you +1 to attack and damage.
Based on your caster level, I believe it's +2 now at this point.
It is.
It's +2 for you?
Yes.
No. Okay.
It's 1 plus every 3 levels past
3
first,
levels, yeah.
I think.
Yep.
Hey guys, guess what spell she has?
Fireball.
That would make it, if Ronan is finished.
Mr. Tam.
He just did a standard. Is he going to move? Or did he move?
I moved and cast Tam. Okay.
Let me make it Tam's turn.
To be fair, I met Tam as a mister first.
True story. I was there.
Tam is going to move around this creature, moving full speed. Taking -5 to the acrobatics to help, but still trying to roll it to avoid the attack of opportunity. 23.
I'd say you're good.
Yay.
Yeah.
So Tam moves over to diagonal of Nath and next to the creature and is going to use her standard to prepare an action to stab it should it get into flanking.
Okay. So that's more or less a prepared action, right?
That is exactly a prepared action.
That would make it Artie's turn.
All right. Artemis says, not on your life!
No, not on your life.
Drops his bow.
Oops.
And moves while drawing his masterwork dagger.
Oh, he meant to do that. Okay, I'm with you.
Tam did want to say something, because I thought you were Nathati.
You know, you can 5-foot step right there. Or can
Ish.
I not see?
However, because
oh,
it's kind of congested, I'm going to move there. I have plenty
of
movement.
No, he's not getting 2 attacks this fucking round.
You shut up over there.
And I'm going to attack
prepared,
with flanking.
Prepared action.
Oh, he gets to go. She gets to go first, yeah.
Yeah, Tam's prepared action will now go off.
24 to hit.
24 will hit.
18 damage. More if it'll take cold damage.
18. That's kind of ugly. It's a lot for one hit.
Yeah.
Sneak attack, yo.
Yeah. 18.
Woof. There goes all our temporary hit points. All
right.
I got 10 from the sneak attack, 3 from the short sword, +4 from my dex and the fact that it's magic, and then another +1 from the bard, the bardicle.
No. Okay.
I got my name already.
It's German.
You did some significant damage. Now it's off to Artie again.
Yeah, since I am in flanking with my flanking partner, Tam.
Flankety flank.
I'm going to attack it. And it will be flat-footed towards me.
Yes.
Do you have 2-weapon fighting?
I certainly do.
So you can attack it twice.
No, he moved 20 feet.
2-weapon fighting still lets you do that. Anytime you take an attack, you can use your offhand.
Wait,
can I draw both
daggers?
I know that's,
you have quick draw.
I thought that's.
I do not.
Part
I misspoke
of.
Earlier.
Oh, never mind then.
So I'll just take one with my master.
One attack, yes.
Here we go.
I thought that was only on a full round you could do.
Yeah.
No.
That's pretty.
With 2-weapon fighting, you can do.
Let's see. I'll get a total of a 15 plus 2 is a 17, and I'm flanking, so it's another +2, so that would be 19 to hit.
Yeah, more than sufficient.
All right, so on the dagger damage, I got 9 points, and then on the sneak attack damage, I get 12, for a total of 21 points of stabbity-stab damage.
Plap. So again, altogether, it was 21?
Yeah.
21.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, 22, because I get to plus one.
Ha-ha!
For the bless.
Are you sure?
Inspired courage. Courage,
yes.
Is she still
22
up?
22 total damage.
Are you sure?
Yep. Final answer, Alex. Oh, Regis, I guess, sorry.
Is he filling in? I haven't been watching. Regis Philbin? Has he been filling in?
Regis Philbin was in the that one damn game show.
I did not know that. And that will conclude the mother.
And then Meta's turn. No, I can't join you either.
So the mother is fully dead now again?
Re-dead.
Yay.
Yay. We're going to search your pockets for loose change.
I got to step up my game here, apparently, because that was just...
Well, to be fair, you did take 2d6 and 2d8 sneak attack damage.
Yeah.
And that's rough.
Yeah.
Anyone hurt? Are you guys all okay?
I'm still a little hurt, but not...
I'm a little hurt, but I was going to sing. If you just want me to sing a song, save your spells. Or do you have channels? I never remember.
I got
a channel. Okay.
Three.
Was that a channel? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
So, Britt, I thought she was Nilothotti. Like, she was Mother Thrunfang.
Oh.
I think she was just a priestess of it.
Priestess of Nilothotti, yeah.
Oh.
No, you didn't kill a god.
It's no. Okay.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, it seemed pretty hard.
Okay.
In the Thrunfang captain's journal, like, it says, let me explain.
Okay.
It says that Nilothotti has seized control of my crew. Fresh water nearby, and they need not endure Nilothotti's ceaseless raving about blah, blah, blah. Like, he specifically discusses Nilothotti as, like, a person. So she may have ascended to godhood since then. I don't know. It's been decades, but...
No, she is who she says she was. She has a vague memory of being... Nilothotti. But since they've been here on the smuggler's shiv, she has simply been the mother.
Oh,
gotcha.
Mother Thrunfang. Nilothotti is one thing. What were you referencing there?
The fragmentary journal notes, handout number one, that we found in the cabin where they do the yearly... Right. Boiling of a person.
No, yeah, that checks out. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That is correct, sir.
So she was at one time Nilothotti? Okay.
Indeed.
Now, is that player knowledge or is that character knowledge?
Well, Tam's going to presume it because she asked her how to pronounce it.
Okay.
That makes sense to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Whether you believe her or not, it's a different story maybe. I don't know. I mean, you want a sense motive or something? Or?
No, Tam's just going to make an assumption and can be wrong or not. Like,
what did she have on her?
Yeah,
because Artemis is studiously going through her effects.
Check her prison pouch.
Probably not that.
not going to look there.
Oh, my.
Speaking of prison pouch.
Take a couple of daggers and pull it apart.
She's rotting flesh. It may already be open.
Yeah. That's true, true.
It's more of a crevice now. It's not so much of a pouch.
Thanks for the crevice and all the
fistula.
This episode of Shield Bash brought to you by Pete's Chicken House.
What the hell is your obsession with his chickens?
I have no idea.
It's Kurt. It just happens.
It's like you and the snake cloacas.
Cloaca.
Chicken!
To be fair, I was blasted that recording session.
It's kind of like me when I ask, was I drinking?
Yeah.
Come on, you're always blessed, bro.
People are going to start looking for Pete's Chicken Ranch.
It's a movement, man.
He'll be here for Farmageddon. Hey, where's Pete's Chicken Ranch?
Well, here's the owner, Pete.
I'm going to give him
see that short guy over there?
Hey, Pete, where's your chicken ranch?
We want to see Jason, the Rhode Island Red.
Get a bucket of legs, please.
Changing to play tic-tac-toe.
It becomes a whole thing. Pete actually does open up a restaurant somewhere in Farmer City.
Looks like you'd have to deal with some copyright infringement there, because Pete's Chicken is already a restaurant.
Is it Pete's Chicken House, though?
Pete's Chicken Ranch?
Pete's
Chicken
Ranch? No, I'm getting Pete's Chicken and Seafood, Pete's Chicken, and then a bunch. Looks like it's mostly in Texas.
Hey, I think you could probably
get it's more than that. It's 90 miles away.
Chicken House?
What did we do before Google? That's just amazing, right? Call random people.
No, I want to go back to this where it's mostly in Texas, and Kurt goes, that's not at least 90 miles away.
Thanks, Kurt.
That's how far you got to check when you apply for the DBA.
What's a DBA?
Doing business as.
Yeah, right.
Debauchery.
You can tell who the business guys are in here.
That's why there's a Burger King in Mattoon that's not part of the Burger King franchise.
Well, that Burger King was way older than the Burger King franchise.
There's Pete's Chicken and More in Corpus Christi, Texas.
So what did she have in her pockets?
back to the cloaca and a couple of daggers.
Oh, they deliver. Oh.
Thank God for Artemis.
The guy's going to be cruising. He's like, I got a hit in Farmer City, Illinois.
What the fuck's that?
We don't deliver there. You're welcome,
Pete. All right, back to Artemis. First and foremost, you find that nasty, holy symbol. That's it. Around her neck, it's a snake skull that's got her braided hair going through it that holds it around her neck.
Can we destroy that?
Destroy it with fire.
Yep. Hold on. Let me draw it first.
Oh, I had a cool pic I was trying to print last night, but my phone wouldn't communicate with my printer. It would look just like it. I was going to hand it out to you. Sorry.
I forgive you.
What else does she have in her pockets?
Well, Tam is drawing that. Nath would like to appraise it as well.
Go ahead.
Got an 8.
It's bone and
hair.
It's
worth at least one silver piece.
No, you think it might be 8 coppers worth to somebody. God knows who. Maybe they're on eBay. I don't know.
As soon as Tam is done sketching it, it's kind of a...
Oops. I just look at the basket on Nat's back and be like, we can always make more.
Okay, to go back to Artie's question, you find, in addition to that nasty necklace, there is another amulet. And it looks vaguely familiar to you, I'm sure.
Is it magic?
It is.
You got a 27 to detect, identify it?
Identify? 27? Natural armor. Plus one. I was trying to sound like Peanut. Did it work?
Sure.
A little bit.
There is also a ring. It is magical-ish.
Got a 19 to identify.
Meta got a 4. Does that help?
No.
No. Anybody else?
That's a circle.
It looks like it's made out of metal.
Does appraise?
Hold on a minute.
19 didn't work?
Oh, yeah.
I was Rowan just asking if anybody was assisting.
Oh, gotcha.
Just hold your horses. Sorry, there, following. Poindexter. Did we have any more than 19? Nobody aided.
Hold on a second. Can't I bring up my character sheet? It's being different.
Trained only.
I mean, if you got it, you could just tell us and we don't have to wait.
No.
I'd rather sit here with bated breath.
Just more it's for Jason more fun. To cut out.
It's a 20.
Oh, okay. So
21 with the aid.
So, yeah, okay. So, with the aid, you know this is a ring of swimming.
Is that the plus 5 variety?
Probably at this level.
Yeah, I figured.
Are we intending to do some swimming?
Well, we have 2 rings of swimming now, right?
Whatever the lowest variety of swimming rings 5. Is,
yeah.
That's probably it.
I assumed.
Yeah. It does not say.
Well, Meta, we may not be intending to, but... You know, it was her ring, not ours.
Is that it, sir?
That is all. What do you wish to do with Nalathari?
Burn her with fire.
Let's not do that down
here. Yeah, let's not do that down here.
Well, I mean, but eventually we need to burn her, and all those things, people. That thing over
the
there. Yes, we need to. Yes, definitely.
Can we look down the little hallway she was hiding in?
Yes, let's go.
Down there?
Let's look down there.
We should probably search the rest of this.
That's probably a good idea. I would do that if I were you.
Because that might be her sanctum.
There's some naked dude with an apple in his mouth tied up down there.
Nath, what the hell are you doing over there?
Oh, she meant that kind of mother.
Long piggy.
Weird.
That's weird.
Yeah, you travel down into her little hallway there, and you see bones and rags, and that's home.
Boo. Detect magic.
Bones and rags. That's fine. And that's all.
Continue searching the cabins.
Probably. How's that going to go for you? We're going to have to find out next time on Shield Bash. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
So glad we're back.
It's good to be back.
Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevier. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.